Tell everyone, last time we spoke about the difference of the chetzel of the sukkah and how to build a sukkah, a lot of things about the walls and the schach of the sukkah. I want to continue from where we left off yesterday, and a lot of more important halacha l'maaseh shailos in terms of building a sukkah. There's a Mishnah that tells us, a concept called tasa v'lo menaseh. It talks about whether chotik, begadish, if you have a big haystack. Okay, hay is a kosher schach. It also be kosher walls. As a basic building, someone digs out a hole through the hay and makes himself now a sukkah. He's got walls now and he's got a puzzle sukkah. Why? Because you have to build yours. You have to tasa. You have to make your sukkah. The low manos, it can't just memelo automatically be there. So when I dig out the hole, all of a sudden now I have a sukkah. That's not good. I have to build walls and then put the schach on top in order for it to be a kosher sukkah. So chodei begadish probably not ones that are going to have this shiloh. But there are many alliance and shilohs that do come out from Tassav Elamun Ha'asai. The most important thing is the Ramah writes that because of this din, you have to build your walls before your schach. You're not allowed to put your schach up first and then build the walls afterwards. If you don't know this, someone can easily pass their sukkah. It looks like a beautiful sukkah. The problem is they put the schach on before the walls. It's a puzzle sukkah. You can't make a bracha on it. It's no good. However, this important kula when it comes to this din is the Ramah writes that you only have to have chelik of one wall up. Okay? He says, even if you have a tefach of one wall going across, already that's good enough. You already have a shame start of the walls, then you can go ahead. So you don't have to have all three walls put up before sukkah starts. You have to have a shame of a start of a first wall before you start doing, or else it's a problem of tasa v'lo menaseh. Okay? So that's one important din that comes out of the din over here. Now, people ask, what about a tarp over your sukkah? Okay, someone said their grandparents have a tarp over their sukkah. Many people also say, chutzlar, it's very lumaisa, because it's going to rain, right? You want to protect your sukkah, you put a tarp over your sukkah. Now, putting a tarp over your sukkah is also a shiloh of tasin lasin. Because why? You have a tarp over your sukkah, l'chora, it's a puzzle sukkah. And now I remove the tarp, and I'll, whoop, poof, I have a good sukkah right now. It looks like tasa v'lomino osui would be a problem also. So number one, tarps in general is a very big machlokes rishonim. It depends on why you're putting the tarp. It could be according to some rishonim. Even a tarp over your sukkah, if your kavanah is just to protect yourself from the rain and stuff like this, and it's not gonna, just to protect yourself from the rain, it could be that it's good according to some rishonim. We don't really paskin like this. We paskin if it's a pasul sukkah, if you're sitting on the tarp, even if you have beautiful schach, we have a tarp over that, generally we hold it as pasul. If it was raining out, is it better to sit under a tarp than not to sit in the sukkah? Well, that's maybe an interesting shiloh to discuss. Because other rishonim. But generally, hold it. Pasul sukkah. If you have a tarp over your sukkah, you put something over your sukkah, that you now pasul your sukkah. So now when I remove the tarp, l'chora, it's a problem of tasav l'nasi. That the Ramah says no. The Ramah says, once you have a kosher sukkah, you built a kosher sukkah, and now you put the tarp over it and remove the tarp, that's going to be fine. That's not a problem of tasa v'lomina asui, that is going to be a kasha sukkah. So there's really no problem of having a tarp, to put a tarp over your sukkah in case it's supposed to rain, and then remove the tarp. You have to remember to remove the tarp. You don't remove the tarp, you're saying l'chora bracha l'batala. You have to remove the tarp. You remove the tarp, especially if the tarp's got like hinges that rolls up and stuff like that's even better. Okay, there's a shayla ohel and yontif. Generally, you hold it till that's in many cases going to be fine. They even talk to Ramon, he discusses a dome. Okay, a retractable roof over your sukkah. Some people here have that. So now that the roof comes off of your house, in the middle of the house, someone just told me today that their kitchen is their sukkah. Okay, the wall, the ceiling above the kitchen comes out, and they build a sukkah in their kitchen. Okay, so this generally is going to be fine. Let's get undoing the roof and that is also, it's not a problem with tassel, as long as you built the sukkah when the roof was off. Then it's going to die. You can't build a sukkah when the roof's on and then take off the roof, because that would be, once again, a problem of tasa v'lomenasi. You remove the roof and all of a sudden you have a sukkah. Okay? But as long as you build a kosher sukkah and then you put the roof on, you're allowed to then remove the roof on, and even on yontif, how can you move the roof? Another, if the roof is on hinges, it's on hinges, it opens and closes on hinges, so without getting to all the alumnus now, that is going to be mutter. The Ramah writes that is going to be mutter even on yontif, to go ahead and remove that roof again. Okay, so that's a little bit of a couple of important lamaisa shailas about tasa v'lasui. That's how we hold halach lamaisa. Once again, the tarp is going to be fine as long as you build the sukkah afterward. Put the tarp on, now you can remove the tarp. Okay, we all know, in kindergarten we were told that it's very important that you see the stars in your sukkah, right? Who heard this in kindergarten, that you have to have the stars? You have to have the stars to see anything. Okay? This is false. It's one of the things the Gananets lied to you about, basically. Okay? You don't have to see the stars. It's a Mefurish Mishnah. Okay? That talks about, okay, what does it mean? Is there a lechatchila? Not even that. Okay? If you look very, very hard, you might find that you might need to see, like, for sure, the kochvah, you're supposed to have cracks in your schach that rain would be able to fall in. That's basically the halacha. As long as rain can get into your sukkah, that's kosher schach in terms of how much holes you have to have. That's very little. Okay, you have a little bit of holes, a little bit of rain's gonna come into your sukkah. Even in one area, you already have a kosher sukkah. Okay, there's a lechatchila that you should be able to see, like, large stars, perhaps. But you don't have to have it so frail that you see a lot of stars. There's really no halacha like this. Okay, and therefore, if it's a little bit, it says if it's kuva min kimin bais, if it's so thick it's like your house, so then it's problematic. Okay, there's a big difference between kuva kimin bais and seeing the stars. You really, lechatchila, don't really need to see the stars. Or some achronim would say, maybe there's a lechatchila, nice thing, maybe to see a couple of stars, one or two stars in one area of the sukkah, for sure, would be miyotzei, lekuliyama, all the shittas you're sitting over, you don't see any stars, you don't have to worry about it, you're fine, and it's going to be a kosher, it's going to be a kosher sukkah. Now, one of the problems, though, we talked about the canvas sukkah yesterday. You have the canvas sukkah that has the walls. Yesterday we talked about the problem of maimon, putting your schach on top of metal. Okay, that's one problem with the canvas sukkah, but there's actually a bigger problem with the canvas, because yesterday we learned maimon. At worst, you're going to have a bidyamid sukkah, you can even make a bracha on it, even if you put it on top of metal. We talked about how to get around that issue. But according to some poskim, there's even a bigger problem with the canvas sukkahs, even more so with the sukkahs that are made of the flimsy material. And that is that we hold any mechitza that blows in the wind is not a mechitza. Okay? A mechitza that blows in the wind is not a mechitza. That means, if that is your walls of your sukkah and it blows in the wind, that's not a wall. And therefore, if that's your wall, you don't have walls in your sukkah. A sukkah without walls is a pasul sukkah. Now, we're saying that, it's not always going to be pasul. Number one, what does it mean it's going to blow in the wind? So there are different shittas. The Chaz Nishi is a little bit more makel. Okay, it's a little more makel, how much you can blow in the wind. Rosh Hashanah Zalman is much more machmer. Rosh Hashanah Zalman holds basically, if it's going to be blowing in the wind back and forth, it's really no good. You have to tie down those walls very strongly, or, like here in Eretz Yisrael, you see once again, it looks like the bad. You have these fancy bad, picture of the base of Migdash, picture of very beautiful pictures, and it looks like those are the walls of your sukkah, but if you look closely, those are just to make it nice. Okay, in Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal sukkah, he has those types of walls over there, but it's standing right in front of the walls of his house. The walls of his house are strong walls that are not going to blow in the wind. They're there for decorations, and therefore that's really the wall of the sukkah, is the wall of the house. That's to make it look pretty and stuff like that. That's going to be totally fine. Or like you see in a lot of the restaurants and stuff like that, you have these flimsy walls, but then you have what we talked about yesterday, the straps going around. So it looks like these pretty bad walls are the walls of your sukkah, but in reality, the halachic walls are these straps going around that won't blow in the wind. So now your walls can blow in the wind, so that's the different option. Either get strong walls, either by the wood walls like they have, like a lot of people nowadays have in the sukkah. Those are great, those don't blow in the wind at all, okay? Or if you're going to have a canvas around it, either tie it down very tightly, then it's not going to blow in the wind. Okay, or get these straps or ropes going around where that will be your halachic walls, and other ones will protect you more, maybe from the wind and stuff like that, and it'll help you have more privacy. But those won't be your halachic walls because they blow in the wind. So those canvas sukkahs can be problematic. But once again, if you know what you're doing, you get it. That, generally, that's how it is in halacha. If you know what you're doing, the bigger Talmud Chacham you are, the more you could find loopholes to figure out how to loopholes halachic loopholes. Because you have to know what you're doing, or else you get into major problems a lot of the times. Okay? The last shaila that I want to discuss is two more shailas. Number one is sitting under schach pasul or ovir. Okay? Let's say you get to a sukkah, and you see, it's pretty good schach, but you know what? They put me under the air conditioner. Okay, so right over here under the air conditioner, okay, you go in the Rafesid, so you have the air conditioner units there. Is that good? So it depends. So it really depends on how much schach puzzle there is, or how much of it. So generally, we like to sit under schach, try and find a place in schach. That would be the best. Okay, because the Gemara, the way we pass it in Shulchan Aruch is, if you're sitting under Ovir, if you're sitting under the sky, not in place for the schach, even if it's going to be a kosher sukkah, you're not allowed to sit there. The question is, the Rishonim ask, everywhere has little places of Ovir. What does it mean, Ovir, that you're not allowed to sit under? So basically, as long as, number one, you're not sitting in an Ovir that goes across the whole sukkah. If you have an Ovir that's a gap in the schach that goes across the whole sukkah, okay, and is more than 3 tefachim wide, that's going to be more very problematic. That's going to be around, it could even possibly your sukkah, but it's going to be 3 tefachim wide going across the whole sukkah. That could be problematic, especially if you don't have four walls. That you definitely want to avoid. If you only have little spots of your, that's not going to be a problem. You could sit under, you could sleep under there, it wouldn't be a problem. One problem, the Ramah passes like the Sheet of the Ran. If you have an area of 7x7, you look throughout the whole sukkah, and you find one area that's 7x7, meaning according to the Chaznish. Okay, over here it's a cooler Chaznish, because a bigger, an area of 70 centimeters by 70 centimeters. Okay, 70, that's a pretty big area that has more sun than shade in a 7x7 area. That's a problematic area, you don't want to be there. No area in the sukkah, I mean, even though the sukkah can be 95% covered, okay? But in one little area, there's very little schach. If it's a 7x7 area, 70 centimeters by 70 centimeters, according to Chaznish, I don't know, 55, 60 centimeters, according to Rukhaim, no, okay, 55 centimeters by 55 centimeters, so that could be problematic. So part of the sukkah, don't sit in that part of the sukkah. But as long as you have less than that, like most sukkahs, if you have it built in a normal way, the merpesim and the yeshiva is great, kavadli, the whole thing's going to be covered by schach, you're not going to be problematic. Okay, you're not going to be problematic. In terms of schach pasul, sitting under an air conditioning unit, that's problematic. Don't sit under air conditioning units. Okay, anything that's going to be dalet tefachim wide. Okay, dalet tefachim wide, don't sit under there. It could also be, you have to be careful also, you should know, when you're hanging decorations, anything that's within 3 tefachim of the schach, it's bottled to the schach, you don't worry about it, even if it's a big decoration. Anything that's going to hang lower than 3 tefachim from the schach, that is going to be problematic. Okay? If it's a small decoration, you have those little rings going across, okay, that's not anything, but if it's going to be a large decoration, you're sitting directly under a decoration that is hanging more than 3 tefachim, that could be problematic. Once again, small decoration, apple hanging, or things like this, not a problem at all. But sometimes you get these fancy sukkahs where you have these gigantic decorations that are hanging over your head, that could get you into certain problems. Okay? That's in terms of schach pasul. Now, in terms of a pergola, okay, what's a pergola? You know how they call them? The wood base that gives you shade all year round. Okay, what do they call them in America? I don't know. Pergolas. Oh, pergolas. Okay, great. Well, the pergolas. Okay, so a pergola, that also could get into other halachic problems. Now, the halacha is, even though Beis Hillel says a sukkah yishana, meaning a sukkah that's built at the beginning of the year, let's say, I don't know, in Hanukkah time, you decide to build a sukkah, but you do it l'shem sukkah, really, according to Beis Hillel, it should be a good sukkah. It should be, okay, without getting, now we're pretty machmir. If you don't build it within 30 days of sukkahs, we are hold that it's going to be problematic. So therefore, these pergolas are major problems. Okay, because they're built for all year round. They provide shade year round. So one shayla is, I saw in some halachic literature, they want to claim that it depends why it could be a problem. Why are you building the pergola? If you're building it for shade, so you have shade throughout the year, you place it protects you from the sun, that's great, we'll get to what you do have to do before sukkahs. But some want to claim, let's say you build it so your neighbors can't look into your chatzer. Okay, it also provides your neighbors won't be able to see into your chatzer. That was not a sukkah that was built for shade purposes. A sukkah has to be built for shade purposes, and this is for protection. Ramarino Rabbeinu Nevinzel said it's totally fine, that's also considered shade. Shade means protect. Protect you from your neighbors, protect you from the sun, protect you from the rain. That's a pergola, any type of pergola that you built is be karam good. The problem is, you want to do it l'shem sukkah. And therefore, if it's not done within 30 days, it's not really l'shem sukkah. Therefore, it's a very simple thing, and that's why nowadays the ones that know what they're doing when they build them like this. And a lot of people have these nowadays. They have basically, they have these little wooden shlivot. I don't know, little piece of wood that fit into these little, I don't even know how to call them. Okay, whatever, you know what I'm talking about. And basically, you can remove these wooden shlivot if you want. They're schach kosher. They're what?
Slats.
Okay, but they're even slats to me were the long ones. These are very small slats that go into these little holders. That it's all made out of wood, so it's all real schach kosher. Okay? The problem is there, it's all year round. So therefore, all you have to do is take an area of a tefach by tefach, okay? A tefach by tefach, 10 centimeters by 10 centimeters, not very big at all. Take out those wood slats and put them in back in L'shem Sukkah. You get them later, you take them out, you put them back in, it'll take all about 45 seconds to do, and then you do that L'shem Sukkah, and now you've kashered your whole Sukkah L'chatchila for Sukkahs, and that's how you get the bar. The problem is, some people build the pergolas where they bolt them in and you can't remove these slats. That gets into other problems that one should discuss with the Rav, whether it's going to be good for the Yevid, not for the Yevid. Okay, it could be more problematic. But the ones that know what they're doing, and they have these wooden slats, they're all year. It looks kavua, but if you go closer, you can see they just remove. You just take them out, put them back in, take them out, put them back in. You don't have to do it in the whole sukkah. You only have to do an area of a tefach by tefach. Adkan for today.